Yeah, welcome to another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth with your host, Zach Kears and the Fifth General. What up, Zach Kears?
It was good. Good to be here. Definitely, for sure.
What's going on? Oh, no, I know I didn't forget I ain't even have it queued up. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. You know how I like to do this every show. Every show. You know how I like to do this. I had that ready. I'm sorry, you know. I got to have that ready. All right. Yeah, now man. We here. All right. So we've had some tragic news. Two popular celebrities, especially one specifically, but loved and hated. So
yeah.
Let's talk about it. So today's April 11th as we're recording.
Yeah.
But sometime on April 9th, we've heard news of, the 9th or the 10th?
The 10th.
The 9th,
I think,
right?
It was the 10th.
The
10th.
Yeah. Remember the 10th?
The 10th. The 10th, yeah. Yes.
Because it was like the morning of the 10th, maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. O.J. Yeah. Simpson. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me confirm. So first we have DJ Mr. C pass away.
Yes.
He passed away April 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Legendary New York DJ. Many may not know him, but for those who are hip-hop heads, and especially for those who grew up in New York or live in New York for at least for approximately 20 years, I would hope.
Yeah.
If you did, you remember him on Hot 97.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also known as The Finisher.
The Finisher,
If your history goes back further with him, do you know that he was a DJ for Big Daddy Kane? And he also discovered Biggie Smalls.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I first saw Ed Lover break the news. That's another New York legend, radio host.
Yes, Ed Lover, yeah.
I first saw it on his social media pages first. And everybody was trying to confirm it. Whoa, are you sure? Are you sure? You know? Mm-hmm. And he passed away. Zach Kears, I know you have words of tribute.
Yeah,
words,
man. I remember when I heard the news, I was driving back from that long day. I did a 12-hour shift. And I drove and I heard. And I was listening to the throwback radio station, 94.7. And then Ed Lover made the announcement. How he kept on playing Big Daddy Kane, because that's a throwback. 94.7, The Block, is a throwback radio station. They play a lot of golden era hip-hop. And I certainly did grew up in the golden era hip-hop. I came up around the golden era hip-hop. So I know about cassette tapes. I know about CDs and cassette tapes. And I bought Big Daddy Kane's Taste of Chocolate, the Kane, the first one with him and the Purple Album. I think it's called, the Big Daddy Kane with Mrs. C and Big Daddy Kane. That's when DJs was with MCs, the whole, you know, back then, during the golden era of hip hop, rappers, MCs used to be duos with DJs. You know, you had Eric B and Rakim. You had
KRS-One,
Scott LaRock. You had the main source.
Run DMC,
Jam Master J. Yeah, this goes on. You know, you had Special Ed. You had Action and Special Ed. You had Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff. The list goes on. Yes, and you had MC Light and K-Rock. I think it's K-Rock. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the list goes on of MCs and DJs collabos. So when I first heard of Mr. C, it was through Big Daddy Kane's records and music. And I'm like, when you hear Big Daddy Kane's album, the very first album he came up with, 87, 88, 87, banging. I will say this. Mr. C definitely put the stamp into the contribution to golden era East Coast hip hop, for sure. And I would say hip hop in the whole. I gotta say hip hop in the whole. He put the sun, because every time you listen to Smooth Operator from Big Daddy Kane, and you listen to the song called Raw, and certain songs you listen to, you're like, yeah, that's the work of Mr. C. And then he was a great personality on the radio, Hot 97. And you know, these are for you. You have to hear the trademark called The Finisher from Mr. C. I was shocked to hear that he passed away, because the man was full of life. Let's put it that way. You know, he definitely was able to see the 50 years of hip hop celebration. So he was able to see that. He was involved in that, which was great. And it's just sad news to hear that. I didn't really want to believe it. When Ed Lover made the announcement and say, man, I took pictures with Mr. C, we go way back. And when he made that announcement, I was like, no way. Can't be Mr. C. He brought artists like Biggie Smalls out. He introduced Biggie Smalls to Bad Boy Records. Mr. C did a, he put a stamp at not only hip hop, but he did a lot of stuff. I heard according to what Ed Lover said, he even came up with a shoe. I didn't know that. Came up with a shoe. Did some stuff in the community. He did a lot for the hip hop culture in the whole. And I know a lot of hip hop artists are just doing a little tributes, and some radio stations that support hip hop is doing their tributes too as well. So me and Fifth want to say condolences to the family. Also, RIP to Mr. C. Would be heavily missed.
That's right. We also had today Orenthal Jackson, also known as O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Died after cancer. Died at 76 years old.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people, I'm going to just keep it real. There's a particular community wanted him gone for a long time.
Yes.
Let's just keep it real, because they
believe. Let's keep it real, yeah.
Because they believe he killed Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Although all evidence pointed to someone else actually doing it, but.
Yeah.
I've been seeing glimpses of full-blown admitted white supremacists and suspected white supremacists have come out and said good riddance and, you know, stuff like that. But we're not going to do that over here.
No.
We're not going to do that.
No.
We're not going to do that over here.
No.
I want to talk to black people real quick concerning his death. I saw this happen when Johnny Cochran, God bless the dead, when he passed away.
Yes. Rest his soul.
Black people. I know it's going to be difficult to do this, but I want to tell y'all, those of that time, because I remember that time. I was young, but I remember that time of the trial. Many white supremacists and suspected white supremacists. And why do I call them white supremacists? Because some of them have come out and said they hate black people and that they're racist. So that's how I know a racist is a racist. So we're not going to sit up here and pretend that it doesn't exist, right?
Right.
So these racist and suspected racists, also non-white, celebrated when Johnny Cochran died. because he's known as the lawyer that got OJ off.
So because
of that, they hate him.
Mm-hmm.
They also had smoke for Rob Kardashian and anyone else who was on that defense team. You know, that's Kim's father, Kim's dad. Mm-hmm. He's going too. There's going to be a lot of people taunting you at your workplace of workplace because they know that that's where you earn a living. I want black people to ignore that. Don't let them get you out of pocket. And if they do something, tell on them.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. You know.
All right. I know. Real quick. I'm sorry, Zacchaeus.
Just go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I know that it's going to be kind of tough because there's going to be a lot of banter. There's going to be a lot of jokes that are not funny, but they're doing it to test you.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it to test you. They're going to ask you, what do you think about OJ's death? Now that he's gone, he's going to be talked about everywhere. I want people to understand that if you're going to talk about OJ, talk about his sports accomplishments because he is a Heisman Trophy winner. He is a football legend in college.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So honor him for that. Not the controversy. Honor him for that. But you will be tested.
Yes.
You will be tested. And I need you to come out of this victorious. Don't lose your job. Tell on them. And when I say them, I'm talking about the racists and suspected racists, no matter what color they are.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sure Candace Owens is going to have something to say because she's anti-black. Anytime something happens, she got something to say about black people. So, and she's a black woman. So it's that's an example right there. So for anybody who is anti-black and suspected anti-black, that's going to come to you specifically and target you with banter about O.J. Simpson's death. I want you to say no comment. If they say something, walk away. I know it's going to be hard to turn other cheek. I know the person inside is going to be like, nah, I ain't about to be no punk. But see, that's the game. They play racist and suspected racist play chess. And they're trying to get us to play checkers. Okay? So I wanted that to be known. And I have to give that disclaimer because it's OJ. I didn't have to do that with anybody else. But because it's OJ, that's why. Zacchaeus, you have the floor.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm so happy that you brought that up because, you know, a lot of us work at workplaces and we do have a lot of suspected white supremacists on the job where we work at. And yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. And when they're hearing of OJ's death, you're going to hear a lot of jokes. You're going to hear a lot of, And you're going to hear some mean things said about OJ. Some mean things. Glad he's gone. You're going to hear some lot of mean things said about this man, OJ. But I'm going to say this, and I respect him as a legend, and I respect him as a NFL superstar and also as an actor. And you're going to hear a lot of negative talk. You're going to hear a lot of negative backlash. Even when you go to, and like what Fifth said, I'm going to pity back what Fifth said. It's going to be a test. And I could have seen that coming from a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
A mile away.
That's the first thing I thought.
Yes, a mile away. And it's going to get you. It's going to take you out of character because they're going to say something that referring to black people in the whole, they're not going to just target. Is this a way of them opening up about OJ is going to kind of pill and say, well, I'm glad he was. And they always say this when I'm old enough to remember the OJ trial back in 94, 95. And it divided the country. It did. You got the whites on one side, and the blacks on the black side. But at a time, at that moment, at that time,
Well, Jeremy it was Cochran. because it was a black man and a white woman. That's the only reason.
Yes, that's the only reason why. And the reason why so much black people cheered at that time, because a black man has never gotten off trial for something of that nature in history. Mm-hmm. You got to understand why where the black people are coming from at that time. It caused a lot of chaos. I worked in the schools. I worked during that time. I had a job at that time in 1995. I was in my early 20s. Oh gosh, see, I'm giving my age away already. But anyway, at that time, I was 21. At that time, I remember so much conversation about OJ off of this case. Every day I got up, it was a number one topic to discuss and to talk about. Black folks, white folks, everybody spoke about it. And it was a racist underline in that conversation when it comes to folks, white folks saying that he got off because he had money. You know, but fast forward into this year now. There will be a lot of mean things said. You just have to ignore it. And you cannot go up against them because it just reported. Just report it and ignore it, like what Fifth said. That's all you got to do.
You got to play that game better than they play you.
So. Yeah, I seen that coming a mile away. I said, OJ's dead. It's gonna be a lot of them gonna be laughing. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. When I heard the news earlier this morning, I said,
and you know what? That's fine. They can laugh. The problem is when they're now coming to you about it. Like you got something to do with that, and that's what makes it racist. Why is it that OJ passes away and automatically you want to ask what the black people think? So you can't tell me that ain't racism.
Yes, it is. It is.
I don't recall when the Queen of England died that white people were coming to black people about that. How about that? Yeah. So we know it's racism based. I ain't stupid.
Exactly.
And there will be plenty of racists and suspected racists who will play like they're not. And they'll say stuff like, here's a codified language. I'm not racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I'm not racist. I have a friend. You know? I have black friends. Then when you look up the one black friend they got.
Yeah.
let's talk about the good things about OJ. This man, I saw a little special on, it was like a little small news briefing on ESPN about OJ Simpson. Mm-hmm. And it was positive. It talked about his history. It talked about his sports history. I mean, they mentioned the controversial court case. I mean, that's going to get mentioned. Before he passed away, he was working closely with Cam'ron as a part-time analyst on It Is What It Is podcast with Cam'ron and Mace. And, you know, they had fun getting to know the brother, joke with him and stuff like that.
Wow.
He gave a sports perspective, so... there are clips. Cam'ron and Mace did a rest in peace to him once they found out the news. Within the last year, they have had him. Like I said, no one knew he was sick because he seemed pretty healthy when he would appear on the show as a guest. Hey, that's what happened. So, rest in peace. But you know what? I want to, at the end of the day, it's really about his family.
Yeah, yes.
So
yes.
I want to say condolences to the family because that's still a loved one. No matter how you feel, that's still a loved one. Okay, and he was convicted, not guilty. The only person who knows who did it, you know, is God. So
yeah,
that's all I got to say. Zacchaeus, any remaining words before we get on our topic?
Oh yeah, condolences to his family. My deepest condolences to his family. He will be missed. His family will miss him. Some of us will miss him around the. Some of us will miss him I miss him. You know, when some people die, I always say that to myself. I said, you know, when some people die, the world's just not the same. It's just different. It's just a different world altogether. So rest in peace to OJ and condolences to his family. Yes.
All right. So we're going to jump off. So me and you are probably going to be hated for that, but whatever. I don't care. I just wanted to warn my people because I'm already knowing it's going to happen. It's going to happen once I go back to work. I know it. Because I know the game, I know how to play it, so I'll be just fine. You will too, because I know how you are. You conscious just like me. That's why me and you are best friends. So
that's right. That's <what I'm> yeah.
All right. Yes. So we're gonna move on. I got inspired by some clips today. One in particular, and I want to play it. It was a news special about research that was done about women in the today's dating world. Although I think this is old, but it's relevant. Well, no, it says in 2024. Okay. So I'm going to play it. I have to do it through the phone audio. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have my clip situation like I did before to put it on the screen. But hey, we're going to get the show done. We've done this before.
We're in a relationship. In a relationship, should you really have a backup plan? There is new research that shows half of all women have a guy on the back burner just in case things go wrong in their current relationship. Physician and national mindful living expert Dr. Romy Mushtaq is here to talk more about that. Dr. Romy, seriously?
Good morning, Tom. I know. And I
come on,
like,
this sounds positively guy,
doesn't it? And I have to sit here and defend all of us women, but this is the latest psychology research. I was just as shocked reading this data. More than half of women who are married and categorize themselves as they're married.
Happily married women are doing this?
Have a backup plan. And what is a backup plan? It means you have someone on the back burner.
So a specific person they've identified.
A specific person that they've identified. And in most cases, it was either an ex-boyfriend or an old friend who never made it to the dating category.
Get out of town.
Unfortunately, yes. And the problem is social media has just made it too easy to have such a type of behavior.
Right. So I know you're here to say, though,
yes,
watch out, because this is anything but good.
It is. I agree.
We're in a
Wow.
Half
of women.
That's a lot. Research shows that more than half of women have a backup boyfriend, which is an ex or old friend. 70% in 2024. Lord Jesus, help us.
Hey, bro, come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Go ahead, Zach.
It's like this, man. I mean, I'm going to look at it this way. The only suspects of women that do have that, and they're connected to social media, is the women that are posting scantily clad, and they're married.
That's a good indicator.
Okay, because they have some women that respect their marriage, and they don't. They don't conduct themselves. They may have social media for maybe business ventures or connected with other people as far as online businesses are concerned or something like that. But the women that have those men on the side are attention seekers. Most of them are attention seekers. Most of them do have a husband. The husband is not fulfilling that itch or maybe lacking in certain areas, So they do, some women in real life do have some, I would say, friends on the side, so-called special friends on the side. Why? And it could be true what they say, the statistic, according to statistics, but those are the women that's I've seen on social media. Now I go on social media quite a bit, and I've seen some women. Yeah, they're married, but they the way how they look, you won't think that they're married. The way how they conduct themselves, twerking, shaking their tatas, you won't think that they're married, but they got they're married. But every minute, every now and then, they're posing. They're showing their assets, and you're like, and you question, you're like, oh, but you're married. They're trying to get, because when you do that, and once you do that, ladies, and then so they're women, they're grown, they know that. Once you do that, you're drawing the attention of other dudes. And do you know how much times I watch court cases? The wife will watch some court cases, divorce court, and social media is one of the top issues that some marriages even go through. It's not just the finances is one thing. It's, yes, that's another thing, but it's also social media. Oh, he slipped in my DM. Oh, how you slipped in my DM? Oh, but I see what you got on, though. That's why he slipped in your DM. I see what you got on. I bought you that for my eyes only. I bought you that red Victoria's Secret for my eyes only. But yeah, you're showing it to the world. And that's how he slipped into my your DM. Oh, and you're talking to dudes on this, they're getting all these, because some of them is attention seekers. So they're getting all these compliments. They're getting all these, you're beautiful. You're getting all these emojis with the heart eyes, and the tongue sticking out emojis, all that stuff. So it's true.
Exactly. So those are
it's true.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's true. Yeah.
Zacchaeus, I want to say something to give you the mic back. I want you to take this in consideration.
Yeah.
Well, at least just a thought to expand on what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely.
So I know some women are going to say, I get it. Oh, what's the man stat? How much do they cheat? I mean, I get it. I'm not absolving anybody here. But I want to speak to a certain hypocrisy. I want to get some thinking out of our minds. And I also want to address something you said, Zacchaeus. You said that a lot of times what will be used as a means to cheating is, oh, well, my husband stopped doing this or he stopped doing that. That stat doesn't say anything about the conditions of the marriage. It talks about the marriage in general. You have men that are who are doing everything they can to be the best husband they are. And guess what? The woman will still have a quote unquote backup plan.
Yeah. How? Hold on, bro.
Hello.
How?
And that's very true. Man could be doing everything. You know what? You know, and I'm going to say that these women that they took stats on, I just hope they told every husband so that they know who they married, because I'm inclined to believe that, and I'm going to go back to what our brother Ray said. We have wifed women who shouldn't have never been married to begin with.
Hello.
So I'm going to say that a lot of these women that are on this stat are women that are not wives. They just have rings.
Hello. 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 Hello.
There's a difference.
And so, fellas, oh, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And fellas, I'm going to say this one thing. Be careful of a woman that's always complaining about being bored with you.
Say it again.
Be careful. If your woman or your wife said that she's always complaining about, I'm bored. You're trying to do the best you can to make a living with her, to be settled, and to show her that it's not only that you're secured in a relationship, but she's complaining that she's bored. That's something to not ignore.
Continue.
Why? And I'm gonna tell you why. This is not my experience, but this was a friend's experience.
I know some experiences too, I could say.
His wife complaining that she's bored. They have a house, beautiful house. I think it was Long Island or Queens. Queens, nice house, have a child. And he's doing the best he can. Take her out every now and then. The only thing is that my boy really don't really, he's not into the dancing thing. He doesn't, but she's into the dancing thing, going out dancing. And one day, she got up one morning and said, I'm bored in this relationship. Told him, he told me this story. Oh, he's bored in the relationship. So I'm like, how is she bored? So I questioned him, how is she bored? And she said, Wayne, Zacchaeus, she's just bored. She just said that she's just getting bored and I'm boring and I'm not taking her out as much. And but I said, but yeah, you go out, I think once a week or twice. I don't know how. He just said, yeah, we do, but she's still complaining about being bored. Come to find out. The last time I spoke to him, he was like, they're separated. Come to find out that they were speaking to a financial advisor, right? That same financial advisor that they were sitting down in their house with, talking, collaborating with, was the same man who she had an affair with.
I beg your pardon.
And that was supposed to be his boy. That was supposed to be somebody that he actually met him, but it was more, they were more like cool. They were supposed to be so quote unquote cool with each other. And then he can say, you know what? Come over to my house. Me and my wife is going to talk about our finances, how to build our finances for our future. That same man was the same man that she had an affair with. That's why she kept on saying that she was bored with him. So, fellas, if a woman starts saying, supposed to be a so-called wife or person that you're trying to marry, complaining that she's bored, look out.
I did not drop that bomb in support. I dropped that bomb of disappointment. You mean to tell me right under his nose that was happening? Yes. And you know what? I'm just going to say this. You know, he probably was a decent man. This is the problem. I'm going to this clip now. I can't take it no more. Mm-hmm. I can't. Yeah. I have to do this. This will explain. I wanted to wait, but this will explain this right here.
Happy wife, happy life. I never got the point of happy wife, happy life. You hear it growing up and it conditions you to think as long as a woman is happy, all will be well. And then you grow up in a generation where women strive to do exactly that, make sure that they are happy above all else, including above their partner. To live by happy wife, happy life is selfish. To live by happy spouse, happy house is love. And now it confuses me to think why a woman would put her happiness above anybody else. When she asks for a leader, a provider, a protector, all in one, to be loyal and to serve according to her emotions and necessities, seems like a big responsibility to take on a wife. It almost sounds like a child to be taken care of, to be paid attention to be coddled and loved and never wanting to seem like she's giving too much, because then who are you to tell her anything? To have enough sexual experience to please her in the bed, but now you have to compete with all the men that have already left their mark in her, and it's not just one, and it's not just two, and it's not just three. And it doesn't stop there. You have to look her type, act her type, and most of the time she wants a little bit of hood and a little bit of holy. But if you act too holy, you're seen as weak, and if you act too hood, it comes across as you're you're too aggressive. She wants a man that will spoil her and treat her like a princess. To be called queen but have no class when the words out her mouth are disrespectful as soon as it doesn't go her way. But you must be patient. And you must be grateful with her. And the irony of all that I say about this is that she wants to come as she is. Sounds like she's looking for the love of God in men. I never got it. Woo!
Another
one. Wow.
I was gonna hold on to that clip. This was a bomb clip. This woman said, she talked about that happy life generation and what that gives birth to. I'm going to say that that connects with what you're talking about. Because she said, if you've had generations of only women being taught to be satisfying in a marriage and everything that you should do to satisfy and please a woman in a marriage, and it's all about her, then I'll punk behind grandfathers and granduncles from back in that time and some of our uncles and fathers in the generation right after that. Yeah, I said it. Taught that same garbage, and now look at the marriage rates. It's disgusting. No, this is a problem. And I know, I get it. There were men once upon a time that were like Mr. from the Color Purple. I get it. But then these mothers had these sons and then they raised them to be soft because they didn't teach them. Well, number one, they didn't have the father in the home. But number one, they taught them to be docile to protect them. And now this is what we got. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of men with this happy wife, happy life crap. This woman said, absolutely. No, it should be happy house, happy spouse. This happy wife, house, happy love stuff be taught in the church. And it ain't even biblical.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell the world something right now. I once got a warning. And the warning was, Fifth, be careful what you say on the air. Because you may be giving a woman a playbook to play you. Let me tell you something. I got no kid. I'm 37. And I'm not married to this day. Because I won't let a woman play me like that. I'm not saying I'm scared of marriage, although I will admit that I've had my fears in the past. But when I hear stuff like that stat, and oh, I got more. Let me hold my point till I get to that. I'm sorry. Let me play one more clip, and I need to get you to talk because you're a married man.
Yes.
You're a married man. So let's get to what this happy wife, happy life. Generation has also given birth to. Let's play this.
Provide and take me on. I mean, as long as you can provide and take me on trips, take me out. I really love going out to eat. I love steakhouses. I love the country. I want to take a vacation, but I don't want to pay for anything.
Right.
I'm a CNA.
Okay, you're CNA, right? So I'm going to need you to act your budget, though. Act your wage. Don't get in my car talking about shopping trips out the country if you can't buy that for yourself. You want to hand it to you. You don't want to grind.
All that extra paying for bills, paying for all that, paying for trips, I'm not doing it. That's a man's job. I'm a prize.
Okay, that's cool, and I'm a king. So, you know what I mean? I'm a peasant.
So you're saying I'm a peasant?
I mean, seeing me like you're just a pretty bum for real.
My heart is big.
Your heart is big.
Mm-hmm.
What your pockets
ain't. I got a good heart.
Okay, I got a good heart too. That don't mean that everybody's supposed to pay my bills.
I don't know.
It's a fact. I'm like pissed that she was really a gold digger, bro.
Back to the streets you go.
Yep.
That is what that gave birth to.
Yes.
And now the men of today have to deal with the daughters of the wives probably ain't even still married no more.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
some of them even dead. The ones yeah. who was on that happy life, happy wife stuff. That's what it's gave birth to. The woman in the other clip said, when you teach that, that you do teach that everything's supposed to be for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let me go yes. to something before I give it to Zacchaeus. I had a conversation with my mother about this. I said, Mom, let me tell you what I was taught by you. Not everything, but some of the things by you. But then also what society taught me. And society may have taught you to teach me. Men have been told, help the elderly, help women, help children. I told her that when I was a kid, this is what girls were taught. Receive help, take help, ask for help. One gender has been told to give, the other gender has been told to receive. And this is why we are where we at today.
Yes.
Okay. So this is the things that's going on. And you know, the thing is that this is not healthy, man. This is not healthy. I don't like this separatist stuff. I don't live this in my personal life because I do have women. I do have women that are in my life. I mean, I'm not in a relationship is what I'm saying, but I'm talking about like platonic. Like I have women that are in my life platonically, and I love them dearly, and they love me too, you know? So shout outs to them. So I don't live this way. I don't live a women over there, men over. No, I don't do that. I love women. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm always going to love that energy, but I have the right type of women around me. You know, I don't just have any type of woman. I don't have women of these mentality around me. I can't be friends with them.
Right.
I have women who are actually humble around me. Well, about as humble as they show themselves. And I appreciate that.
Yes.
And because I'm one of the men in their lives, I try my best to show the best example of what a man could be. Potentially be to these women who are in my life who are not married because I want them to have the ones who desire marriage. I want them to have quality husbands, but I also want them to be quality too. So I help and teach them how they could be. But I also I'm a man, so I can't tell them how to be a woman, but I tell them, hey, who are the women in your life that you can get inspiration from? Because I can only tell you from the man's perspective what we may look for and what we run away from. I said, with you, if you need help with the feminine stuff, you need a woman who's operating in that could teach you. So they still need that. Zacchaeus, go ahead.
Yes, and that's a fact too. What makes people like what society gets them is also part of society that makes women act that way as well too, with the hiking cost of living, with the entitled, well, I gotta have everything, because society puts a way where yes, men were supposed to be the protector, the provider, which is true, but also with the
quiet, you're not even mad at that.
Yeah, not mad at that. But the hiking cost of living.
Right.
It's what people complain about and what society brings and what makes some of these women talk this way. But also want to bring a third element in it too that makes women detour this way, make women think this way, is when they detour from the word of God. When they detour from the word of God, you're going to have...
Go ahead.
You're going to have women that talk like, well, yeah, he's supposed to provide happy wife.
Yeah.
You know how many times I heard that?
I've heard that from women and punk behind men.
Yeah. I heard that from
every last one of you that told me that. Y'all some straight punks. Some herbs. Yeah, I don't respect y'all.
Now listen. I heard that from men.
Messed my freaking head up. To the point where as a little child. Sorry, I'm sorry. I gotta get this out. Because I wanna talk about the destruction that is done for young boys. I was a young boy once. I was taught that, not by my mother. Want to make that clear. My mother ain't teach me that crap. As a matter of fact, my mother gave me the game about women. Mm. She told me exactly what to watch out for. Now, I'm talking about men in society. I'm talking about the old heads in the street. Even when she's wrong, she's always right. What? What kind of mess is that? Or like you told me off the air, yeah, that's my wife, and I may take care of everything, but she's the boss.
Yeah.
Oh, sissy.
I heard that more to, guys that way older than me. I heard that from guys way older than me.
Of course.
They said, listen, brother. Oh, you know, and this is not even, this is all types. This is men from different race, different walks of life telling me that you got to make her happy. Happy wife. Remember, I'm your counselor. Happy wife, happy life. She's the boss now. She tells me, I cut all my boys off, all my friends off, and I just please her. That's what makes you stay married for a long time. She's the boss. As long as she's happy, that's all that matters. And they would go around and they feel proud of themselves telling other men this. Not knowing that they're not following the word of God. They're not following the Bible. It's in their own simpness.
Mm-hmm.
That's allowing them this. The reason why some people say that and some men say it, because I guess you can say that they're weak mentally. They're emotionally and mentally weak. You know, and their self worth is not. When your self worth is you don't think of yourself as much. I heard men say this to me too. I love her more than I love myself. I know you heard this before.
That's another freaking thing.
I love her more than I love myself. And I
that's also not biblical. That's also not biblical.
I'm gonna just say it like this. When you worship and idolize somebody, that will be a downfall. Mm-hmm. When you put somebody on a pedestal before the Lord, you're already worshiping them already. And you see men do this, this is when you know somebody's worshiping somebody. I cut off all the contact with my friends. I cut off my relationship with my parents or parents. I don't come around no more too much. I don't call to check on any other friends, relatives. I stop because I make this person my whole entire world. And that's what makes men say, a lot of these men say, happy wife, happy life. And they'll I heard some horror stories, man. They'll be like, I haven't seen my parents in 2 years. I said, your parents are still living. I haven't seen my parents in about a year, 2 years or so. I'm just with my wife. Did your wife make it? Did you do that? Did you make that decision? Or your wife said that you're not allowed to go to see them? And some of them, they make that decision because they make that person, you just made that person your God now. You made that person your whole world. And some, yes, their wife, the person that they married is controlling. And you know about controlling people. Controlling. And they tell you when to go and when to come.
I also want to tell you what this is, Tort. This is the last clip I'm going to play that I need to play, to be honest with you, to nail this down.
Karen, I don't need a man. Like, men are getting tired of hearing, I don't need a man. Like,
we don't need them.
You have women on The View. This is a daytime talk show. We're saying how much they don't need men, how much men are useless.
Because men are useless. I need my man 3 to 4 times a week. And the rest of the time, I need a wife. Broadly speaking, I feel like men have proven largely useless.
How much they would...
Stop this, bro.
If this was...
I want to speak to the hypocrisy of the situation that we're at, is that because you can never on a platform because he said The View, and there were clips there of The View, and there were women on The View who actually said this: men are useless, men are this, men are that, blah blah blah. I have never seen in my lifetime men get on a news network and say women are useless. Have you?
Never.
No.
Never.
Because we don't want to separate from women. So there's a misconception out there that because, first of all, you're a married man. So people can say whatever they want about you. You are a married man. We have been friends since I was 19 years old. Okay.
A long time. Yes.
Okay. So I love you and I love your wife and your family. Right.
Oh, thank you. Love you too. Thank you so much. Yes.
Yeah. So I don't care what people got to say about you. I've seen certain comments. I don't care. Zacchaeus is a married man. I'm the one that ain't married. If you got smoke, have it for me. Okay. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm the unmarried one. But I will say, being friends with Zacchaeus has given me a good outlook that obviously all marriages are not the same. Okay, so I know that there's hope, right? And not just through him, but just there's other people that I know that are married too. And you know, they picked the right one. They didn't pick these happy wife women. You know what I'm saying?
But
you're right. Let's talk about the women who are of the word. Those women don't typically speak like that. And if you, lady, are a woman of God and you're speaking like that, I rebuke that thought and those words from your mouth in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay. Because blessings and curses should not come out the same mouth. Mm. And I myself will be held accountable for the things that I say that are unholy and that cause a divide. This is what I do. I try to come on here every day and let the Lord speak through me. I am condemning bad behavior. That's all. That is all I'm doing.
Mm.
Now, let me say this, because this is probably going to get clipped. So let me say it this way. Ladies and gentlemen, I love women. I adore women. I respect women. I love the presence of a woman. I love the voice of a woman. I love the nurturing spirit of a woman, the feel of a woman. Okay, so that's never going to change about me. But let me tell you something right now. I'll be god dang if I let one just play me in front of my eyes. Don't get it twisted. I love y'all, but I don't love y'all that much to the point where I'm just gonna let y'all railroad me. It doesn't go down like that. Okay. But I sent a prayer to the women that are in my life, the friends and the family, because I have my mother. She's the first woman in my life because she's my mother. But then I've also had, you know, my grandmothers and my aunts and my female cousins and stuff like that. I want good for them. I would hate for them to have this mentality. You know what I'm saying? That I'm only in a relationship for me and me only. And if it don't serve me, then it's over. No. Chris Rock already told y'all that relationship is duty and it's work. And both have to be willing to come to the table to serve. I speak against the selfish mentality that is being taught. And I speak against the selfish mentality that's being taught to men. Here's one thing I don't agree with, and some of the brothers on YouTube, I don't agree with. Only focus on yourself and that's it. No, I don't agree with that. I do agree in your singleness that you continue to grow. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But the purpose is not being single. The purpose is not living for a woman either. I get it. Mm-hmm. But what I want to teach is for both people to heal before they come together. That's what I want the men to be the best versions of themselves to prepare themselves for a family. And I want the women to be the best versions of themselves to prepare themselves for a family. Let's go. So I do not teach gender separatism. I don't teach that. That is the work of the devil, and that is feminism.
Yes, it is.
Now, let me tell you something, feminists. For all y'all out there, y'all came and y'all got into the minds of our black women at a weak moment. And let me tell you something. I rebuke you, y'all, in the spirit of feminism, in the name of Jesus.
Wow.
I am going to fight for my women. I'm fighting for my women. I'm fighting for my community. I don't like this. I don't like what it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is I just want to make that clear because I'm seeing a misconception. If I have said anything that has been part of the divide, I apologize right now and I myself be corrected and rebuked for the words that I have said that may have caused that divide. I don't want that. Because I'm still actively pursuing in hopes of having a family. Still. At 37, it ain't over.
Right, it ain't over, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so, you know, I don't like what's going on. Zacchaeus, the floor is yours.
Yeah, so the entitled spirit, selfish mentality, that would, I don't care how many times, even just go for the men and women too as well. If you have that selfish entitled mentality, you'll never be in a successful marriage or relationship. Why? Because they have some people, when you meet them, then they can see right through you. And then when they see right through you, you really think that a woman that's saying this, that before I even date you, you got to pay for my hair and nails. You got to pay my rent. That guy might play you. Maybe sleep with you.
Yep.
But he's not going to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. And they, and you come with that attitude, that selfish attitude. And then this, and I'm going to talk to the men too. This, guess what, it comes to that controlling spirit, that controlling takeover spirit. Not a good thing to have, because you got to be able to support each other. And when you support each other, remember, I don't agree with it. Me and Fifth, we don't agree with it. I never agreed. I don't care how much men told me. I never agree with happy life, happy wife. Don't agree with it. It's not biblical. Don't agree with it. You're supposed to come together and complement each other, not, oh, everything. She puts her happiness, like what the woman said in the audio. She put her happiness, it's so immature.
And only,
she put her happiness, her happiness in front of everything else, her family and everything else. Long as she's taken care of, forget about everybody else. You'll never. This is why the divorce rate is so high. Oh, so high in America. Oh,
70%.
70%, and nobody, and because it's 70%, there people are not valuing getting married either.
Yeah.
When you hear people getting married, it's like a once in a blue moon. But they have a million baby showers. A million baby showers with unwedded women. And they're having baby showers all over the country. Especially in certain, and now community too. Having a baby shower. Oh, that's just the baby father. And that's as far as it goes. That's way more than married, than the marriage statistics. Way more. Enough said.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to say this and then I'm done, because that was actually my final thought before I gave the mic to you. But I want to say this, though. You know, it's got to be a lot on a man's psyche to, and I'm talking about what should be. I'm talking about the intentional men out there, the men who move with good intentions, right, who are married. Mm-hmm. When hearing that clip of the research that a woman came to the newscast about research. She said more than half have a backup plan, whether it's an ex or a man that was probably friend zone who still liked her, right? You know, it's got to be tough on a man to get to the point where you want to marry a woman. And one of the biggest sacrifices that a man should make when he marries a woman is his life, right? The fact that you marrying a woman means that you'll die for her. That has to be honored. But it's not honored when she, according to that research, because social media has made it so easy and accessible for women to cheat. And although we know men cheat as well, but the status about the woman. And she wanted to make it clear that social media has given more access. But it's a lot for a man to put his life on the line. And if they have kids, he sacrifices for his kids, mm-hmm. Just to keep his wife happy, mm-hmm. just so he can, behind his back, have a backup. I mean, when a man hears that, what's the point? And then women wonder why men don't propose anymore, because he doesn't know what he's proposing to.
Hello.
You know, and
hello.
What is that?
Hello.
One of the saddest things is for a man, it said married women. She said married women. right? So these women have already been married.
And they married, still got
backup plans. And I also want to say this to all the hypocrites out there. I don't get it. When a woman cheats, it's, well, I cheated because he stopped doing this and he stopped doing that. So that's why I cheated. And then they make a Lifetime movie about it.
Yeah.
And then that woman gets praise. But when a man does it and he cheats on his wife and he says, I cheated because she stopped doing this and because she stopped doing that for me. So that's why I cheated.
Right.
They don't praise that man for that. So my question is, why is it cool when you do it, but a problem when we do it?
Checkmate.
I'm not endorsing that at all. I'm just making a point of an observation. That's all.
Yeah.
And to that gold digger that said, I want to go on trips. I want my bills paid because I like steak dinners. I like going to steak houses. But I don't want to pay for none of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That right there. That's the happy wife, happy life generation gave birth to that.
Yeah.
It's got to stop. Yep. Let me tell you something. I want to say something to the men out there. I get it. It's tough out here. The intentional men. I get it. It's tough out here. But if you do things right, you will find that solid woman. If you do things right, you will find that solid woman eventually. I still believe in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But always be conscious to what's going on. And
always, yes.
I had something in my head. I didn't want to forget my point. Oh, don't be tit for tat. Don't do it. We're not going to be tit for tat here. But we do have to address this. I get it. Some women will say, don't put your eggs all in one basket. But let me tell you something. If you married, you better be putting your eggs on one basket. I can't.
Hello.
I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to. And men, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it either. I get it. I know there's men out there who do it. I'm not saying men don't do it. Yes, there's a lot of men out there who do it. I understand that. But you know what? He chooses his fate when he does that.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah. And whatever he does, coming to him, it's coming to him. Don't get it twisted.
He made a choice.
I hold them responsible too. I do. You know, but everything that we've heard today has given every reason to why men are slow to the table of wanting marriage and long-term relationships. And it's a shame. This encourages nothing.
Yeah.
You know, but these are people, you know, that you don't align yourself with. You don't.
Right.
You never align yourself. And I think a lot of these women that were married that we're talking about that are in this stat that they said that have backup plans, I have a feeling that a lot of those women that they research are the women who probably were the women who said, I'm independent and I don't need no man and stuff like that. Because I want to say something to the ladies. Ladies, we know exactly what you want. We know exactly what for the ones who are working hard for this reward. We understand that. Ladies, I want you to move very wisely. To my women in the faith, because these are the only ones that I'm going to bless here. And if you ain't of the faith, you better get there. ladies, why? You work so hard just to finally get that good husband, that protector, that provider, that man of wisdom, that man of guidance, order, structure, responsibility. The one that makes sure that if all else fails, and even before that, that he got you. You'll never be on the streets and you'll never be hungry. As long as you got that solid man and your helpmate.
Yes.
You have all of that in your possession.
Yes.
And you want to go and mess that up?
Hey, bro, come on now, dog. Come on, man.
You know, that's not wise.
Mm.
Why? It doesn't make logical sense. Let's think with our logic here. It doesn't make logical sense to want the destruction of the very thing that makes way for you.
Yeah.
Why would you want to mess that up? You ever, Zacchaeus, you ever heard of the saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that women are biting the hands that feed them. But if the man is making sure that everything is straight with you, you got married, he made a promise to you, he committed to you, and hopefully you did the same thing when you made those vows.
Right.
And he's doing everything to maintain that. And you put your survival and future in that. Why would you mess that up? That's like working a job for 30 years for a 401k and pension plan. And then when it's time to collect, you say, you know what? I don't need that.
Right.
I did 30 years with that. I don't need that. Just throw it away. You, lady, to the ones that are out there that are operating in a feminist way in your marriage.
Yes.
You gotta be a dang fool to mess that up.
I'm doing it. Yeah.
Only a fool would mess that up.
Yeah.
But a wise woman, you know what she would do with that man who does that? She would, in her feminine way, protect, honor, and nurture that man. And that's my final thought. Zacchaeus, any last words before we go?
Yes. You got to listen, ladies, gentlemen, know your self-worth. And get into your Bible and stop straying away from the word. Why? Because as you can see, the massive confusion that the society, how do you view marriage? How do you view relationships between men and women? And how are we following what everybody else is doing? And this is why we're in the dilemma that we're in when it comes to marriage. That's my final thought.
Brother, that's what I'm talking about. This ended up being a really good episode. Y'all can reach me at The Fifth General, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Zacchaeus, let them know where they can reach you, man.
And you can reach me on Facebook, Wayne Backus 167. You can also reach me on Instagram, Zacchaeus Music, Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram, also on TikTok, Wayne Backus Gospel on TikTok. Holla at me, y'all.
Peace. All right. This has been another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth. Ladies, we love y'all still. We fighting for y'all. We want y'all to get your minds right. And fellas, we fighting for y'all too. Be the best versions of yourself. to prepare yourself to come together. And that's my advice to both the ladies and the gentlemen. All right, we're out of here. Peace. See you next time.